Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 240, Contamination.
This podcast invades your body, controls your mind, blows you apart.
Oh, man!
If only we had that power, that'd be awesome.
I know.
We could be like psychic powers to all of our listeners.
Yeah, then we'd have like a very small army.
Go buy our gear on Threadless.
Or we could just do it to make money, I guess.
I like the making money version. Oh. What would we do with an army? What the fuck would we do with an army?
Take over local governments? I don't know.
Big fucking deal. We're going to take down the city council?
You don't know. Maybe that's like really fun.
I'd rather have money. That's really fun. Thanks.
Okay, if that's what you want to use our telepathically commanded army for, is just to make profits, I guess I can get behind that.
We need a new microphone cord.
Well, we do.
We need that's the money. True.
That is true. So if any of you want to help support us in getting a new microphone cord, you know, we have a Threadless store. It'll be linked in the show notes.
Hey, Chaos. How you doing today?
Hey, Carnage. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I am fantastic. I just flew in from Brussels.
Oh, really?
I'm a little jet lagged. No,
oh.
It was in my dreams.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. There were people there and stuff.
In your dream?
Yeah.
Oh.
People in Brussels? I don't know. Are there people in Brussels?
I assume there are people in Brussels. Yeah.
How about you? How you doing?
Oh, fine.
You know what fine means, right?
I don't know.
Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Okay, that works. I
mean, can we be honest?
Then you're fine, then.
I've really been enjoying watching Twitter implode.
My God, it's so funny.
It's so funny. I love... love, love, just the whole chaos of it. It's wonderful.
What's your name?
Yeah.
I belong to an insurance group on Facebook, and we loved this one. I've got to share this one. Geico apparently tweeted, you know, blue check verified, So it's legit. Geico tweeted, Geico is offering free insurance to all policyholders for the next 6 months. Make sure to thank our millionaire CEO, Todd Combs, for personally paying for your premium. # giving back.
Nice.
I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Eli Lilly posted, Elon Musk posted himself, and Tesla posted. They were giving away free cars, and it's fantastic.
Oh, the Eli Lilly thing posted the free insulin. That was amazing.
That was so fantastic.
That was inspired. They lost so much money in stock.
I know the stock.
That. Their stock tanked.
They fucking deserve it because they were given that patent for free.
Yeah.
To help people. My mom is diabetic, and she pays so much for insulin, it's not even funny.
It's ridiculous. And they got the patent for free.
Yeah, they make buco mucks. I can't even. Like, I go to get her prescription, it's like $200 for a month for one of her insulins. Not even all of her insulins, one of her insulins. It's bullshit.
It's life, like, life-saving medicine. It's ridiculous.
I keep pushing this to you, sorry.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, so much ridiculous is going on right now, but we're not going to get political.
No, right?
Right.
I forgot.
We're American, so you can just guess what's going on here.
Yeah, you know.
It's a week before Thanksgiving?
It is.
So by the time this publishes, it'll be December.
Yeah.
So just look at your calendars a week before Thanksgiving and look at America and see what's going on right around this time. And you'll be able to figure it out, so... Anyway, should we get to who we are and what we do, I guess?
Sure.
Since we're not getting political.
We are They Mostly Podcast Tonight.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the fix. The fix?
I want to pick a fic. What?
The flicks. Usually out of a genuine desire to share them with you, our lovely audience, sometimes out of a desire for revenge or prevenge. Not this time, however. This is, well, I guess it could be a revenge pick, but it really honestly was just one I wanted to do.
You're an asshole. No, it's okay.
Anyway, because that is our # friendship goals, our friendship lives in the # Marianas Trench of Hate, where we MMA style duke it out when we in our very own octagon when we don't see eye to eye on movies. So warnings for spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
I love how our version of MMA fighting is just bitch slaps. That's really all we can do.
Oh no, I've got derby moves.
Fuck you and your derby moves.
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, this week we did Contamination. It was done in 1980. It was an R rating, and it was an hour and 35 minutes long. It got a 5.1 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because my dear Contamination took a hit this week on the tomato meter. It's at a green splotch at a 40%. No critics consensus, only 5 critic reviews. Audience score even less than that at a 31%, only 500 ratings.
I love it. So yes. Much. And we should say, too, that we watched the Riff Tracks version, which, where is that streaming at? So we can let our audience know where to find this movie.
Oh, well, you can pay for it on Prime, or if you have the Riff Tracks app, Friends app, which is $5.99 a month, you can watch it there.
Got it. Okay. Good to know. It's fun, the Riff Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only palatable way to watch this movie.
Well, I wanted to watch it unriffed, but you have to pay for that. So, like, I already have the Riff Tracks Friends thing, and it's on Prime, but you have to pay for it. So I was like,
I can't believe anyone would pay for this movie.
I would own this movie if I could. I just don't have any money right now.
Ew.
I love this movie.
Do you want to do some casting, I guess?
Yeah, let's talk about the cast.
I already bought your Christmas present. I could have bought this for you for Christmas. Damn it, I already bought your shit, though. Well, I don't know what your birthday's coming up.
There you go.
Okay.
Commander Ian Hubbard was Ian McCullough.
He's from Zombies, Survivors, and Perot.
Colonel Stella Holmes was Louise Marley.
Where is she from?
Quebecois.
Yeah. It's a long-standing tradition where we talk about Quebecois. Chaos seems to think they drink their own pee.
They do. Just kidding. Don't hate me. I'm just kidding. That's a joke that I used to say because it drove Carnage crazy.
When we were in our 20s. Let's
when we were in our back. 20s. And then when it stopped driving her crazy, I stopped doing it. Yeah. So.
We haven't talked about it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Just remember it. Because you used to call them Quebecians.
Mm-hmm. Quebecians.
Quebecians from Quebec.
From Quebec. They're Quebecians.
Anyway, she was in The Baroness and the Pig, External Affairs, and The Countess of Baton Rouge.
Lieutenant Tony Aris was Marino Mays.
He was from Il Camerista, Tenebrae, and The Godfather 3.
Hamilton was Siegfried Rausch.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of the joke they made about Hamilton, this one. he was from Der Bergdoktor, The Farmer and the Stewardess, and Flashpoint Africa.
And Perla was Gisela Hahn.
She's from Die Jager, Banana Joe, and The Devil Hunter. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous five-second summaries.
My friend went to Mars, and all I got was a stupid egg, and things went awry.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So interesting pick.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit first before we even get into this.
Okay.
About how most people think it's a ripoff of Alien.
Right.
But it's really not. It was meant to be as an homage. And even in some countries, it was distributed as a sequel to Alien.
Mm-hmm.
So take from that what you will. But it's kind of like, it's kind of interesting the way that the egg infects this time. And there's no actual alien until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And this alien's a lot grosser than Ridley Scott's Alien ever was. Say true.
In a 2010 interview with Fangoria, Cozy, the director, revealed that the film was made as a ripoff of Alien.
Oh, it was?
Going so far as to say, quote, without the existence of Alien, we could not have made this movie at all, unquote. And that the original title for the film had been Contamination, The Alien Arrives on Earth.
Do you want this one, the Blu-ray? It's a 2-disc special edition.
Fuck yeah, I do.
All right, there's your birthday present.
Wow, awesome.
Don't buy it for yourself, because I'm buying it for you for
okay,
your birthday.
Okay, I won't buy it.
All right, you have a Blu-ray player, right?
Yeah.
See, I don't know about these things, so.
Now that Mama Chaos found my Xbox.
Did you tell people about that?
I did not tell people about that. I thought my Xbox was lost to time and space.
Or theft,
yeah, one of the two. But it turns out that my Xbox was safely secured on the porch the entire time, and I just didn't know it because I went through every single bag I could find because I knew it was in a bag of clothes. I hide things well. I pack amazingly.
I love it.
I knew it was in a bag of clothes, but it was like hidden on the porch. So we didn't see it. And then as Mama Chaos was moving things one day, she found it. So yay, I have my Xbox back. Which means I have a Blu-ray player again.
Okay, perfect. I put it in my cart. So your birthday, it's coming.
Woo!
I'll be here before you know it. So I gotta wonder what's in that two-disc set, though. I mean, that's gotta be a lot of special features, because this movie isn't that long, so.
I know. I almost wish, like, I should save this movie to do after I've been able to watch the special features.
No.
Then I can, like, tell even more trivia about it.
No.
Yes. No. Special features.
No. Taking it out of my cart if you stop this podcast.
All right.
So tell us about this movie. Get us started here.
Oops, excuse me. I will in just a second.
What you doing?
Looking for trivia.
Oh. Did you find a lot of trivia? Because I was looking earlier and I did not see a whole lot.
No, but it's interesting to me that according to the director, the film was partially funded by Colombian drug dealers.
Oh, I did see that. Yes. Because how else would you not want it to be filmed, you know, funded by, right?
Exactly. It was considered to be a video nasty in England.
Remind me, what is that again? I always forget. Like, the, like videos that you can't watch, right?
Yeah, like videos that they consider too extreme to be palatable.
Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever, rude. I didn't think this movie was that gross.
No, there was just a lot of fake blood, so that was why.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, this isn't even that bad of a movie.
Please. No, it's really not. I mean, I was surprised. I was shocked when I saw that it was a video nasty, because I was like, for what? But apparently they thought that the blood was excessive. I don't know. Anyway, so we open up with a large ship that is heading into New York Harbor. They've spotted, there's like a police helicopter up in the sky, and they spot the ship coming in, but it doesn't slow down. And so they're very worried about it. But they do manage to get a hold of the ship, and it seems to be abandoned. The only thing that they do find at first is like coffee containers. And they think, oh, well, that's, well, they start off by finding the ship's captain. He's hiding in a locker and has exploded from the inside. And they find a few more bits of the crew. But they have no idea why this is happening or how. And then they get to the hold and they find all this coffee and they think, well, here's just coffee. Let's go. Until one of the doctors that is with them spots, like an open container of coffee with eggs spilling out. Yes.
I just want to say something really fast because I know it's Riff Tracks, but it also, what they say makes a lot of sense. These guys are like jesting around with each other as they're, well, you go first. Of course it's me. I'm like, how are you not more like professional in this moment? Obviously you have an abandoned ship and you're like, well, of course I'm going to go first.
And dead people.
Like apparently this, like you and me as doctors on a boat.
I know.
Like
the lieutenant and the doctor are just like throwing quips around after like seeing these horrific deaths. Really strange.
This is so BS though. Seriously. What did
Yeah. So they find these football-sized green egg things. The doctor and one of his other, I don't know, one of his team get in the path of one of the green eggs exploding, which sprays liquid all over them, and they explode from the inside. Mm.
Kind of like the reverse of Alien, where the egg goes in you and then you explode, like, out.
Yeah.
But this one, the egg just has to touch you.
The egg goop, the yolk, yeah.
It's a much more easier way to pass it along. I mean, you don't have to wait till the thing climbs on your face and gets inside of you. I mean, it's just so much easier just to have the egg goop.
Egg goop,
like
yeah.
An egg thing of slime, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more succinct.
So the military calls in Colonel Stella Holmes. She is awesome.
Cass has a crush on her.
I totally do. She talks to the lieutenant, Lieutenant Aris, who is at first very hostile because he's been sprayed down and decontaminated and kept in a room naked with a blanket, and he's very cold and he's not happy.
He's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, but then he realizes, oh, she's a colonel, so he's going to be nice to her then. So
they go to that plantation, like they kind of go like to like this undercover warehouse.
Yes.
Or they think it's a coffee warehouse.
Right.
Love that.
But they discover that all of the coffee boxes are full of eggs, and there's eggs on the floor. They destroy like the.
No, that's right. You can't gloss over this part. Is so great. Like the three bad guys are in there.
Well, I haven't got to that yet.
Oh, okay. I thought you were okay.
Okay. Good. So the ones on the ship, they freeze. These, they decide that they're going to torch. But these three bad guys come out and they just, like, one of them shoots an egg and kills the three of them.
He's like, I'm not going down like this. I'm going to commit suicide in the worst fucking way possible.
I know, right? Like, just shoot yourself in the head or something.
And, like, did you ask your friends before you did this? Did you want to be like, hey, if I go down, you're going to go down with me? I mean, like, what was the thought process here? Like, if we're ever in this situation, don't shoot slime goo on me to make my insides explode, please. I'm gonna.
No, they all. They're like in a cult. They all took a pact that that's how they were gonna die.
Oh, okay. That's a horrible fucking cult.
I know.
I'd rather drink Kool-Aid.
It's definitely a terrible cult. That's for sure. So then, after she torches the eggs, they go to like a laboratory where a doctor has been studying. They take a sample of the egg, of one of the exploded eggs, and the doctor studies it and shows that, like with a rat, that you just inject this stuff and it makes you explode. Like the yolk of the egg makes you explode. It's like a bacterial culture and it's really nasty. So they explode a rat to prove their point, which is really unnecessary, but thank you anyway, because they've watched people explode. So why do they need to see a rat explode too? I don't understand.
And then they bring out Mr. Biscuits, the kitten.
Not really.
Not really. Just a joke.
What's
that name, Mr. Biscuits?
Mr. Biscuits. That's a great kitten name. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can just see him now. Oh, okay.
And if he's French, it's Monsieur Biscuits.
Monsieur Biscuits. Monsieur Biscuits. Oh, that's so cute. I want a cat named Monsieur Biscuits. Oh my goodness. That is too funny. Okay. Anyway. So Stella figures out that these green eggs are a lot like a recent mission to Mars from 2 years ago where an astronaut... What are you shaking your head at me for?
Where's the ham at? That's all I wanted to know.
The green eggs and ham?
Yes. How is that joke never made in this whole movie?
I don't know. They do make that joke, actually, because they say... yeah, you might have been out of the room at the time, but they're like, I will not eat them, Sam, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got up and left during this movie for a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Cass is like, do you want to pause? I'm like, no, you're fine. Don't pause it, please.
I should have paused it just to piss you off.
I hate you.
So there was a recent mission to Mars 2 years ago. What?
Nothing, just that we've been to Mars. That would happen. It just sounds funny to me.
So one of the astronauts, Commander Hubbard, told everyone when he got back that he saw all the green football-shaped eggs when they were on Mars. But his partner on the mission, Commander Hamilton, says that no, he didn't. He just made it up, and nobody believes him about these eggs. So he becomes, has a breakdown and becomes an alcoholic, basically. So Stella decides they've got to get with Commander Hubbard and get him working on the project with her and Eris to, what?
Nothing. I'm just laughing, thinking about this movie. She just doesn't take his shit when she gets in there.
No, she doesn't. So she goes to see him and yeah, he's really like, he's like, what do you want to know? How many times a week I screw? And she's like, we all know you couldn't get it up even if you had a crane.
That's so great.
That's so, so great.
I love her. Sorry.
She's amazing.
I want to be her when I grow up.
I know. You want to be a colonel?
No. Never mind.
Yeah.
I retract that statement.
Yeah. So she basically says, we were wrong. I'm so sorry. I want you to come help us with this. This is really important. And he goes, okay. So they travel to a Colombian coffee plantation. But what they don't know is that Hubbard's former colleague, Hamilton, is still alive. They think he died 6 months ago in a plane crash. But he's actually still alive.
And you mentioned, too, that Hamilton is named after Edmund Hamilton. And Hubbard, of course, after L. Ron Hubbard. No, I'm just saying. You know.
No, I didn't mention that.
Well, I'm just mentioning it now, then. That's part of the trivia. That's the only trivia I found. So I'm going to mention the one trivia I got out of this. So. And his dynamic cult.
Yeah. Well, that makes me a little bit less impressed with this movie, knowing that it was named after L. Ron Hubbard, yeah, but oh well.
Sorry.
Eris and Stella Holmes, go to see the coffee plantation. They arrive in a hotel room. Stella wants to take a shower, so they all split off to their rooms for a little while to get cleaned up, and then they're going to go have lunch. But when she gets into her bathroom, she gets locked in with an egg. And she almost, you know, dies. But she's trying to pick the lock and she's screaming for help. And they finally, it takes them a while, but they finally go to her room and they hear her. And Hubbard knocks down the door and gets her out of there, and the egg explodes harmlessly. But so they're really upset about that. So they go to the coffee plantation and they get taken into custody, Eris and Stella. Hubbard is actually charters a plane to drive over the coffee plantation to see what's going on down there from the air. And he ends up crashing his plane. So he's okay, but they think he's dead.
Right.
So when they detain Stella and Tony, they say, you know, like Stella's like, oh, Hubbard resisted before and he can do it again, and they're like, no, he's dead, you're doomed, basically. And this is all over an alien Cyclops monster. That is like the worst looking monster I have ever seen in a horror movie, except for with the exception of Octoman. Seriously, it's a fucking horrible monster. And it was supposed to be a lot more animated, but they really just like had trouble with the animatronics and they couldn't. So it was pretty stiff and boring too. It was not a good alien Cyclops monster, that's for sure. But he's using mind control over Hamilton to further its plot, its desire to wipe out life on Earth by spreading these green eggs everywhere. Tony and Stella have a moment where Tony's like, I'm so sad that we never got to make out.
So fucking ridiculous.
And Stella's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And she basically tells him that he was right for everything and she was wrong about everything and she should have listened to him and he's amazing and she's not. And I was just like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, it made absolutely zero sense. And it was just so bizarre. It was like she took all these great strides being this commanding, powerful woman, and then she backed it right down.
Complete
it was like
180.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. It was like, what in the hell? And then, so then they do kiss, and unfortunately, Tony.
Unfortunately.
I think it's sad.
Okay, fine.
That Tony gets killed by the Cyclops and eaten, which is going to happen to Stella, but Hubbard is actually still alive, and he gets into the warehouse. He steals the white hazmat suits with the respirators that they're wearing, and goes along with the other workers back to the factory, and is able to make it inside and grab Hamilton's girlfriend, who he uses as a human shield until Hamilton shoots her. Because he is only a puppet of the Cyclops, and the Cyclops wants him to, because the Cyclops has no regard for human life, obviously, because the Cyclops wants everybody to die. So Hubbard manages to save Stella and kill the Cyclops by shooting out its eye. Hamilton, because he was only a puppet, dies without the alien's power to sustain him. And then the government agents swoop in and start arresting everyone and destroying the alien egg things. But then the very last scene is a busy New York street corner where an egg has somehow survived and explodes.
In a garbage bag. It just, somebody threw it away. Be like, oh, look at this egg of slime here. I'm just going to throw it away.
So, yeah. That somehow happens.
Love it.
That's what you can say for a lot of this movie. That somehow happens. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And the characters are really weird. They'd 180 themselves all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very well written.
No. Why do you like this movie again?
Because it's so bad, I love it.
Why do you like these bad movies like this in Birdemic? Why do you like them?
Because they're so silly. Like, these people tried really hard to make a good movie, and they failed so terribly. But it's earnest. It's trying, and it's so terrible. I love it.
I don't know if they tried that hard. Do you think they tried that hard?
No, it was a cash grab for Alien. But they still tried. I mean, he wasn't sitting out to make a terrible movie or anything. It's not like he was making a bad movie on purpose.
Well, no, that would be trying then. I mean, I swear we've watched this before with Riff Tracks. I swear we've watched this before, because as soon as they're in that one coffee warehouse, I was like, I remember this fucking movie. Like, it's one of those movies I feel like I watch with you, and then I literally try to block out because they're so horrible.
I mean, it's entirely possible I watch this movie all the time.
I just can't anymore. Like, I don't understand.
I really like it.
You'll watch this, but you all the won't time. Watch Schindler's List with me.
Nope.
It's an Oscar winner.
I don't care.
Amazing cast.
All that it's means is it was commentary. Popular.
What?
I said, all that means is it was popular.
It's an amazing cast. It's amazingly well written. It's an amazing movie. And you just won't watch it. But you'll watch this like 500 times. The microphone can't. I was going to say, the microphone can't hear you shake your head. Yep.
That's right.
I hate you for that reason. I can't get you to watch some of the movies I like, but...
Yeah, because you like awful movies too, but you like different kind of awful movies.
I do like Stick It and Bring It On and stuff like that.
Yeah, like movies that like might have a higher production value because they had a bigger budget, but are terrible.
But
so you can't
even
talk.
Good movies. I can't get you to watch though, because you think they're bad. Because I watch everything,
bad and good. except for what I like.
I know, it's so weird. It's probably because you like it. That's probably, honestly, it's, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
So you like bad movies. Why don't you like this movie?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's not meant to be funny, but well, it's exactly, funny.
But it's funny. That's why I like it.
But I wouldn't
funny.
Watch it again, probably. Like, unless I accidentally blocked it out that we watched it. Like that Adam Sandler movie I owned 3 times that I blocked out that I buy it because it's so bad that I'm like, oh, that's right. I've already owned this. So you'll probably get me again in a couple years. Be like, let's watch Contamination. I'll be like, okay, I don't think I've seen this movie before. That'll probably happen. I can almost guarantee that'll happen. Give it a couple years and you can con me back into watching it again. I'll be like, wait, I think I remember this movie. Oh yeah, I do. And I hate you for it. What other trivia do you have about this before we, because I have no fan fiction.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh, nothing anywhere.
So this director, Luigi Cozzi, he did the film Star Crash, which was a success. It was a blatant ripoff of Star Wars, but he really enjoyed making it. It really wasn't that bad. A lot of people like it. It's a space opera. And Carolyn Monroe was his star in Star Crash, and she's probably in her 20s when Star Crash came out. She was definitely in her 20s.
Okay.
Let's see, what year was that? 1978. Contamination was 1980. So she wanted someone who was in their 20s. He wanted someone in their 20s to play Stella Holmes, which is just ridiculous.
She's a commander, or colonel, rather.
She's a colonel. Why would she be? How could she be that young and be a colonel? I don't know. He was obsessed with her. He wanted to use her in everything, but the producer went ahead and hired Louise Marlowe instead. Which, so Cozy had like a big problem with her.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
You did. It's true, though. A lot of these Italian directors are dicks, what can I say? But I like their movies. I have this thing with Italian horror. I flip and love it. I love Giallo. That's like my favorite. But any Italian horror, I will watch. Even these, the ones that are like obvious cash grabs. Because they're like so bad, they're funny. I just find them very funny.
They are pretty funny.
And that's why I like watching them, because I like to laugh. Yeah. So do you want to, should we rate?
I think we should probably rate at this point. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you go first because I know what your rating's going to be.
My rating's going to be a 9.5. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you see how wide my eyes got there? I could feel how wide my eyes
I know
got
that
there.
Was hilarious. No, I'm going to go with a 7.5. I watch this movie all the time. It's not a good movie, but it gets points for my enjoyment of it.
Okay. It's definitely a thing. I'm trying to think what mine is. I'm sorry. Because I have to rate it a certain level because I can't rate it too high, but I also can't rate it too low because there's definitely been a lot worse stinkers in between. I'm probably going to go like a 3.9.
Yikes.
2.7.
Okay.
So not too low, but worse than average. Yeah. I don't want to watch it again. You'll con me in about 2 years to watch it again, but I won't.
Probably.
Yeah. So. All right. Should we pimp get the fuck out then?
Sure. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. And they have a great podcast network. So if you're looking to find more great horror podcasts, check out Morbidly Beautiful. It'll be linked in the show notes. We would really appreciate a review. It only takes like 5 minutes to do, and you can do it wherever you listen. It helps us get new listeners' ears on the show, so that's always good for us. If you have left a review lately, thank you. We have had a little uptick in listeners. I don't know, but also, we are on social media. If you'd like to engage with us, we are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We have a Slasher and a Good Pods. And we are at Podcast at Night on all of those places. We also, if you have the inclination and the cash to flash, we have a merch store that'll be linked in the show notes along with all of our other links. So check that out. Check out all of our different merch designs.
Check out books.
Get yourself a Marigold sticker. Those are popular. They are. I don't know why either.
They're probably for people that are named Marigold.
Probably. Probably. So that's it for me, Chaos. So I'll just say thanks for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
And good night from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of slimy cats from Mars. Ew. Moan. Weird moan sound. Because they emit this weird moan sound.